Welcome to Whack Brackets, the podcast that found true love on Bumble. Yes, I'm talking about you, Hammered Hottie 69. I'm your host, Mike, and today we will be bracketing off unique dating websites, and I'm going to do this with a veteran of the dating site trolling life himself, as well as a veteran of this show. I think you're on one of my first shows, maybe my second, somewhere between the second and fourth episode. I have on again, please welcome the man, the myth, the person who breaks hearts and ruins Tinder profiles. I have on Sean from 103.9 The Sean. How are you today, Sean?
I'm doing well, Mike. Again, that was an awesome intro. I appreciate it. And Hammered Hottie 69, I might have seen her on Bumble. I feel like I have.
You know, I saw her, and so that got me deep diving to find out Hammered Hottie 68. There wasn't any. I couldn't find her. I was kind of really disappointed. For some reason, I don't know why Hammered Hottie chose to get rid of all the other numbers and just chose 69. Maybe you could explain that to me, but I'm befuddled.
Yeah, I'm not really sure if we want to get into all that right now, but
we'll save that for my next appearance on 103.9 of the show. Yeah,
she's got other ideas.
Yeah, she has a few, I bet. At least gauging from her pictures, she had a few. So with all that said, Sean, we've kind of touched on what you do at 103.9 The Sean, but why don't you tell my loyal listeners here exactly what it is you do?
Absolutely. Well, my show is a fake radio show. It is a podcast, of course. And on my show, I talk about my daily life. I try to include some comical, comedic stories. And at the end of every episode, I will usually include some awful dating profiles that I've come across either on Bumble, Hinge, or Match. There's a lot of, to use your show's name, wacky profiles out there, things that are unpleasant or head scratchers or downright terrifying. And to give you a quick example that I haven't even talked about yet on my show, the other night I was on Hinge, and on Hinge, not sure if you've ever heard of Hinge, because I know you're a married guy.
I have not.
But Hinge, you can have videos on there, like a little quick video segment. So I'm scrolling through this girl, and you know, right away, it was a no. But I'm just going to, for the content of my show, I go through everybody's profile.
Sure.
So this girl had multiple piercings that were just very unpleasant looking. And she looked kind of like a World of Warcraft character. There was just too much going on. It was not very attractive.
So she's like in the new Mortal Kombat movie then.
Yes, probably. And so anyway, I'm scrolling down and I see that she has a video clip posted in one section. And it was, I don't know whose feet, but there was a condom that was placed over both person's feet, whoever's feet they were. So it was a condom wrapped around both feet that were like jammed next to each other. And the girl whose profile it was she like held the person's feet with the condom in her hand and like licked down the foot with the condom. And it was, I was just like,
condom?
What the fuck? I don't know who that's attracting, but as long as both parties or multiple parties are okay with it, then I guess they're good to do what they want in their own home. But
yeah, I totally agree. I'm not going to kink shame somebody, but that's getting a little weird. I'm fine with foot fetishes and I'm fine with safe sex. Whatever you do, let your freak flag fly on the foot fetishes. And safe sex is something that all young folks and single folks should do, and married folks cheating on their wife. But as far as a condom on feet, that's taking, I've heard of guys having a foot long dick, but not a foot for a dick.
Right. That profile left a very bad taste in my mouth.
And probably in hers too, especially if she took the condom off the feet. So needless to say, that's exactly the kind of tomfoolery and shenanigans that Sean gets in over at the 103.9 of the Sean podcast.
Yep.
But if you have not checked out my podcast before, I would tell you the shenanigans we are going to perform today. We will be asking the burning questions you never knew you wanted answered until we ask them. We will bring on fellow podcasters and friends of the show, such as Sean here, and we will bracket off similar contestants using irrelevant, ever-changing questions. So, Sean, again, because I needed an expert, I brought on the heavy hitter to bracket off unique dating websites, none of which you've mentioned on your show, I don't believe, which I'm kind of heartbroken about. Maybe this will give you some new material.
That's true. I might need to branch out for the people who are on some of the dating apps that are lesser known.
That's right. And we will be discussing those apps in this whack bracket, with the first question being, which site members probably have a longer life expectancy? Would it be the members at Farmers Only, or would it be members at Gluten-Free Singles?
My answer for this one, longer life expectancy, Farmers Only, or Gluten-Free Singles, I am going to have to go with the Farmers Only. I don't know if that's going to shock you. Maybe you'll agree. My reasoning is farmers, you know, farming's been around for thousands of years. And if you're a farmer, you're up early, you're in bed early, you're getting a good workout, in my opinion. You're outside, you're getting vitamin D, you're probably eating a semi-nutritious diet. And your lifestyle is pretty simple. It's calm. It's not a lot of stress. You're doing your own thing. And I feel like the farmers are going to have a longer life than the gluten-free singles.
Okay. Anything you want to add about the gluten-free singles? Positive, negative?
As far as gluten-free singles, gluten-free, I get that certain people have allergies. I guess they have an allergy to it. It doesn't settle right. They can't digest it. They avoid it. There's plenty of other options out there. And I was quite shocked at hearing that there was a gluten-free dating site.
Right.
I might have to check it out just for my show, like I was saying. But if you're avoiding gluten, that doesn't mean you're eating healthy foods or exercising or anything like that. So there's plenty of other bad options that you might be taking that are not going to lead to a healthy life.
No, I agree. And if you're on gluten-free singles, probably avoid anyone with the name Bread Fan because they're out to kill you. But as far as these two go, Farmers Only, gluten-free singles, I think I'm going to agree with you on this. Farmers Only, of course, farmers are going to eat less preservatives,
right?
Inhale less pesticides. But the thing is, I guess if you want to swing it the other way, of course, they're healthy from farming too, but they're probably more likely to be involved in dangerous farming accidents or to catch a dangerous and uncurable STD from slow cows and lazy sheep. But as far as gluten-free singles, I actually did a little bit of research, and it does, at least from what I read, gluten-free diets tend to have a lot more processed food in them. Okay. I guess people are eating processed meats. I didn't go deeply into the article because I'm very much a surface level Googler here when it comes to understanding dietary needs, especially of gluten, because I love fucking bread too much.
Yeah.
But that being said, is that would, to me, lead to a lower quality of life by not being able to have noodles and bread. So at that point, you're probably more depressed.
Yeah, I like, you know, I'm a big fan of carbs. I anytime I'm out at the restaurant, I ask for extra gluten.
Give me gluten with a side of gluten.
Exactly. Pour it on.
But there's the pour some sugar on me song. And then if you really want to kill somebody at the gluten-free singles, pour some gluten on me.
Of course.
I can't believe it's not gluten. This could go on all day. But we will let the Farmers Only website go on to the final round of the short and whack bracket against the winner of this question.
Okay.
Or actually, I'm going to tell you the participants first this time. We have Amish Dating versus Trucker Passions. Whose site probably averages the least amount of teeth per member?
Wow. That's a tough one. I feel like you can make a case either way, honestly. And I know you always got evidence for both.
I do.
I'll probably go with the trucker side because they're most likely eating a worse diet. Kind of goes along with our first question. Their diet is probably going to be worse. A lot of soda, keep them up at night, driving those long hours. Mountain Dews, all that type of Red Bull stuff. And not thinking that they're going to be the type of person that's always going to consistently keep up with their 6-month dental check.
Right.
As far as the Amish go, their diet, probably simpler. This is a very food-related episode to me, it feels like. Diet's probably simpler, and there's no electricity or anything like that. They kind of live a simpler life, just like the farmers. And I feel like they got to have like a town dentist somewhere checking them in. They're like a smaller community, so
Right.
they're not really straying far, and what the fuck else are they really doing?
But the question is that dentist using proper equipment, or is he just
That's
pulling
true
teeth out with
too.
pliers?
Well, we said less, fewer teeth. We're not saying what's really happening at the dentist's office.
Right.
Fewer teeth
Per member.
per member. Probably going to stick with the truckers. What are your thoughts?
All right. Well, between the obligatory meth use, the barroom scuffles, the risky sexual behavior, the
True.
bad diet, and less access to a consistent washroom, I would agree with you for
True.
trucker passions. But I think the question lends itself to teeth, not necessarily good teeth. So I'm going to guess that while most of their teeth may be black or cavity filled, they still have them more often. Whereas
Okay.
Amish dating, the thing is a lot of these communities are very well segregated from regular communities, and they
Right.
don't generally have good hygiene with teeth. They're probably brushing their teeth with like potato toothpaste and flossing with a rope they use to tether their cows with.
Horsehair,
Yeah,
something
just
like
whatever they
that.
can get their grubby mitts on. And I did start reading about the Amish, and they did say that they are notoriously do have bad teeth.
Oh,
One
okay.
article in general claimed they had healthier teeth on average than the average American,
Really?
but they also admitted that Amish people have no problem pulling teeth, whether they're bad or not, and that only 11% of the Amish floss daily and less than 33% brush their teeth at least once daily.
Wow. Why
So
would they pull a good tooth? I don't understand that.
it's a thing, I'm telling you.
I mean, are you that hard pressed for some cash from the Tooth Fairy?
I don't think they
I
believe in
mean, the
this shit.
2020 was tough. I get it. We're still waiting for some stimulus money, but holy shit.
But not only that, I would also guess, and this is just me guessing here, is that especially on a site like Amish Dating, since having no teeth is kind of like a luxury, it sounds like. It's like toothless Amish women could be a big sexual turn on for guys.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean
So
they might be a hit at those trucker stops.
that's true. You know what? That's true. When you're on the run from your Amish community, just go to the trucker stop and just live your best life.
Mean there's some crazy shit going on there. I don't know if the level of condoms on feet, but who
Yeah,
knows?
less condom on feet ratio. I don't think the Amish believe in that shit either. I think that's why they have about 37 kids.
True, but they need help around the house.
Yeah, there's a lot of fucking dust to clean when you ain't got a vacuum cleaner. So all that said, I am going to pick the Amish. Would you like to
Right.
stick with the truckers, or would you like to convert to the Amish?
Oh my gosh.
If you convert to the Amish, that means that you get final say on the next question. But if you go
Right.
ahead and stick with the truckers, then I will get final say on the last
Well,
question.
okay, so I'll tell you this. I'm going to convert to the Amish figuratively because I like my house and my electricity and everything else that I got going on here
Okay.
down here in SoFlo. But yeah, so figuratively, I'll convert and I'll go with you for the Amish.
Okay. Well, that's good because this is going to make for a hell of a last question. Because we are going to put the Amish dating site against the Farmers Only site.
Here we go.
Final
Let's
question. I'm
bring this puppy outdoors.
excited to let this dog off the leash. Which one of these two would likely make a better future MMA fighter? Would it be someone from Farmers Only, or would it be someone from Amish Dating?
Okay.
And actually, you know what? Since you get to choose the actual winner, I'll go first. That
All right.
way, because if you go now and I disagree, then it's over anyway. So I'm going to go first here.
All right, go ahead, take it away.
So as far as the Farmers Only, they're probably relatively strong. Every farmer I've known, I've shaken his hand. He's crippled my poor little feeble baby hand in his hand, like a small fetus's hand. They're just strong fucking people. They're repairing tractors, hauling hay, doing
Yeah.
shit with their hands all day, and they're is a history of a lot of MMA guys seem to have, not a lot, but at least a notable number do have kind of the middle of America farming background, as well as if you're a farmer, the one thing I will give farmers is they are disciplined. Farming is not an easy job. And if, especially if you have several crops, it's a long process. It's slow. It's methodical. And that's the way that MMA is as well. And the fact that you have to be disciplined about your approach. You just can't go in there swinging fast. You have to conserve your energy. You have to work out. You have to diet well. We've already said they probably have a good diet. So right there, you're going to have farmers being already historically pretty good at MMA, or at least some. But with the Amish diet, I'm thinking, you know what, where farmers are country strong, fuck that, man. The Amish people, they're not fucking around with tractors and shit. They're bench pressing cows and hauling wagons with their teeth and shit. And, well, what teeth they don't have, they don't have to worry about getting hit in the mouth because they don't have as many teeth to begin with. The farmer's concerned about his precious pearls. And this Amish guy's like, fuck, you know what? You knock my teeth out. Keeps me from going to the dentist and pulling it out with the pliers. So go for it, bitch. And then finally, I'd love to see some BJJ bitch try to choke out a guy with a neck as strong as their fucking breath is, because this guy's neck is probably like a fucking wrought iron skillet. I mean, you're just not going to fucking do any damage to it. So I'm thinking I would love to see, I'd love to see an MMA guy just try to tussle with an Amish guy. I'm under the impression, that's the funny thing, when I see Amish people on shows, a lot of times you see them and they're, some of them are squirrely looking, but when I've seen like real Amish people, these fucking guys are, I wouldn't want any fucking thing to do with them. I have a feeling they mop my ass. So I'm going to go with the Amish being the better future MMA fighter, as well as we were talking about discipline. These motherfuckers are super disciplined too, because they don't even have electricity. Like, fuck all, I don't need electricity. Very true. So I'm going with the Amish. So Sean, this is yours to either agree with me or disagree and change the answer. It's up to you. Who do you have?
All right. Well, if it's between a farmer and an Amish person for a future MMA fighter, you make a good point for both.
They're actually similar.
Yeah.
So it's
I feel like, could an Amish person be on Farmers Only or not, probably not, because they have to. Like,
how are they even on this Amish dating site?
Huh?
How are they even on Amish dating if they can't use electricity? Is that a thing?
That's a good point too.
This is a real site.
They're going to their local. They're going to the local town somewhere else and going on the library computer and trying to get a match. And I'm not sure.
Maybe the Amish dating site is just a bulletin board in the town square with like note cards on it.
That could be true. That's a non-electronic way of seeing what's out there. But also, I feel like Amish dating, I mean, I don't know how big of an Amish community there actually is. But I feel like why would they need Amish dating? And they probably all like are relatively familiar with each other or can set each other up. So
there are actually 251,000 Amish people in the United States and Canada.
Okay. And most of them live in Pennsylvania, right?
According to the Ohio State, I don't know. I just pulled up the fucking Wikipedia article. That's all I got. Here we go. Pennsylvania, you're right. As of 2020, oh shit, they're blowing up. Back in 2010, there were only 59,000. In 2020, there were 81,000.
Wow. I guess Amish dating's working. They're getting down with it over there.
They're procreating like motherfuckers over here. Good for them.
And I agree that you said like a farmer's going to be like a stronger fighter, but an Amish fighter might be a little more scrappier, might be a little dirtier in the ring. No, you know, physically, figuratively and literally might be a little dirtier. But I think I'm going to have to go with the farmer.
All right.
Farmer, like you said, country strong, someone that's disciplined, somebody that's sort of like a take no shit mentality, and someone that's just going to go in there and handle business like they do every day, day in, day out. An Amish person, they're going to get into the ring. And first of all, how are they even going to know what MMA fighting is? If we're being technical, they might have never seen it on TV before. And they might not know, you know, they're in the ring and all of a sudden they got their head beat in for they don't know what reason. There was no prior argument. There was no carriage or wagon collision between two wagons or something. There was no reason to fight. They just find themselves in
the great
ring.
Carriage debacle of 1730.
Yeah, they just might find themselves in an octagon going looking at somebody else. And then all of a sudden what little teeth they have are in the back of their throat.
You know what? I don't disagree. Like I said, I could have gone either way. I think you're right. Your argument is valid, and both of these were good answers. It was better than some like gluten-free soy boy making it to the last round.
Nah. You might probably need a little bit of gluten to give you that extra.
Yeah, and I don't think that given the meth to body ratio of the average trucker,
Well, truckers, I think you might have said before, but a trucker is they would come out swinging hard.
Yeah.
And they would gas themselves out in, you know, no pun intended, they would be done in about 30 seconds. They would go in flying, punches flying, kicking everything, limbs everywhere.
Yeah.
And they would either tire themselves out or they would leave themselves open to a knockout blow.
Yeah, it's probably pretty hard to train with a speedball in one hand and a Hustler magazine in the other as well. So,
exactly.
Yeah. So, yeah, I think we picked the best two for the final round, even though we didn't know what the question was. We actually did, but we weren't planning for that.
They don't need to know that.
Ah, you know what? I pull the curtain back every once in a while. So, yes, I set the questions up and I set the brackets up, but we really don't have the winners predicted beforehand, and I have been surprised on many of occasion. But this time it just actually worked out for the best. That Farmers, even though they beat my beloved Amish, all 251,000 of them, props to the Amish folks. I don't know of any Amish saying I can throw out to you people.
Oh, I thought you were going to say props to the Amish folks. We know you're not listening.
Props to you for not listening. Yeah, fuck the Amish people. You're not subscribing to me anyway. So fuck you and your whole milk straight out of the cow's udder. So with all that said, I think we're done with this episode. Farmers only dating website and farmers in general, the big winner on this whack bracket. But the even bigger winner is my audience, because I had on a great guest again. As I've mentioned before, 103.9, Sean's famous Sean, not the S-H-A-W-N, that guy fucking sucks. I told you that last episode. I wanted to remind you, this is the real deal, S-E-A-N. So Sean, why don't you tell our people how to reach out to you on the social media platforms and emails or whatever else you want to fucking say?
All right, definitely, Mike. So if you guys want to reach out to me on Instagram, my Instagram is 103.9 The Sean. On Twitter, I am 1039 The Sean. There's no period in between the 3 and the 9 because Twitter doesn't allow a period in your username. And if you want to email me, my email is 103.9 The Sean at gmail.com. Once again, I have a comedy podcast discussing random things from life, a little bit of stand-up comedy. And I also throw in awful dating profiles because those are very entertaining, as I discussed about before. And my latest episode that's out right now is with two women from the Dater's Gonna Date podcast. And we broke down a full episode worth of cringy bios. So if that's your type of thing, then head on over to my show and I would appreciate it very much.
All right. Well, that sounds great. And thank you, Sean, for being a guest. And I will tell my folks how to reach out to me on the social media platforms. You can reach me at Whack Brackets on the Instagrams and the Tweeters. I'm also Whack Brackets about everywhere else. Facebook, Twitch, Snapchat. I'm trying to think of where else I am. Farmers Only, Gluten-Free Singles. Reach out to me on any of those sites. If you're listening again, Hammered Hottie 69, that's my secret identity on those sites. But my other identity I reached out to you at was Short Daddy Long Stroking. You can reach me on my OnlyFans page at Short Daddy Long Stroking. But seriously, you can actually send it. If you want to send me an email, you can do that by sending it to me. It's shortdaddylongstroking@whackbrackets.com. I will get anything at whackbrackets.com. And if you don't mind subscribing to my podcast, give me some free downloads. I need that. Or if you don't want to subscribe, that's cool. But think about giving me a nice review over at Apple Podcasts. Do the same for Sean while you're at it and listen to his podcast. But once again, Sean, thank you for being a guest and for putting up with all my technical difficulties. For a guy that does computer shit, you would think that I don't know jack shit, and I apologize. But thank you for your patience and your willingness to be on the Whack Brackets podcast.
Absolutely. No problem at all. And this was fun, and I appreciate it. Thanks again, man.
Thank you, and we'll see you later.
Bye.